The old man sank his face in his hands.
"God help me," he cried. "But I would not have let the young men come to harm. I give you my word that I would have spoken out if it went against him at the assizes."
"I'm glad to hear you say so," said Holmes gravely.
"I would have spoken now had it not been for my dear girl. It would break her heart. It will break her heart when she hears that I am arrested."
"It may not come to that," said Holmes.
"What?"
"I am no official agent. I understand that it was your daughter who required my presence here, and I am acting in her interests. Young McCarthy must be got off, however."
"I am a dying man," said old Turner. "I've had diabetes for years. My doctor says it is a question whether I shall live a month. Yet I would rather die under my own roof than in a jail."
Holmes rose and sat down at the table with his pen in his hand and a bundle of paper before him. "Just tell us the truth," he said. "I shall jot down the facts. You will sign it, and Watson here can witness it. Then I could produce your confession at the last extremity to save young McCarthy. I promise you that I shall not use it unless it is absolutely needed."
"It's as well," said the old man. "It's a question whether I shall live to the assizes, so it matters little to me, but I should wish to spare Alice the shock. And now I will make the thing clear to you. It has been a long time in the acting, but will not take me long to tell."